כל הלשון, כל התורה, בכל מקום.
ימין לך השם נדוי בכוח. So we're continuing our Shira to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, recognizing his all-encompassing power, which brings everything to the right place. Destruction of the Rishoyim, and salvation of the Tzaddikim. In the past Pesukim, we were discussing how the Tzriim, who looked so powerful, just thrown into the ocean, drowned in the mud, went into the depths. There's another pasuk. Toimes yichasumu yoldu b'msoilis k'moy oven. The walls are completely covered up. Nothing remained of them. Swallowed up by the depths. B'msoilis k'moy oven. Rashi says that previously says yochleimu kakash, like a stone, and another place like a straw. And it says that it depends on what level of Rishoyim they were. Lesser Rishoyim, they were like a stone. They had a more immediate death. And the other ones were like kash, like straw. They were washed back and forth, tortured. And everything that Hashem does has an exact prescription for every person. That's an important message also. And he never gives more than necessary, never less than necessary, whether it be good or punishment. And today we want to talk to the pasuk Yimin Hashem Nedoy Bakoch Yimin Hashem Tirat Zoyev. The right hand of a Kodesh Baruch Hu is glorified with his tremendous strength that he has, and with the same right hand he destroys the Oyvim, the enemies of Klal Yisrael. And Rashi points out that it says two times the Yad Yamin, the right hand. Normally, we have a right hand and a left hand. And Bemet, the right represents the Midas HaChesed of Hashem, and the left represents the Midas HaDin, the judgment, the hard things. It says when Klal Yisrael is doing the Ratzon of Hashem, then everything turns to be Yamin. Everything. The world is focused on only doing good and pleasant things and chasodim and klal Yisrael. And that's our goal in life. The physical world we live in is full of dinim. Physicality itself has a certain level of dinim in it. It's not as unlimitedly good as the Olam HaRuchni, the spiritual world. Everything's very limited in this world. Even the things that seem to be pleasurable. And sometimes the pleasure itself takes us away from where we should really be going. But that's the koyach of Klal Yisrael. We do the Ratzon Hashem, we can transform everything to be Yamin. Yamin is HaChesed HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Everything in this world can be Chasodim. And that's by using it in the right fashion. If we have money, we use it for Tzedakah V'Chesed. So we're converting something that had a certain level of dinim into it, into chasodim. If we do with our bodies, chasodim. If we use our mouth to daven to Hashem, use our minds to learn the Torah, and other parts of our body to mekayim all the mitzvahs, that's what it's all about. Hashem wants us to convert the dinim into chasodim, v'rachmim, v'kiyuv, v'closeness between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Klal Yisrael showed Hashem that we're going into the Yam Suf. It looks very scary. The future is unknown. But Hashem wants us to go, we're going. When he showed him that, then it just shattered all the midas that did. And all the dinim, they ran away from us and went straight to the mitzvim. Tirat Zoyev destroyed them completely. The most powerful nation in the world that was out to kill us in 1 second was crushed to smithereens and drowned. We should be zeich to always recognize. Even when sometimes we see the sad that's small, we see the hard situations in our lives and those around us, it's just there for us to wake up and say, Hashem, we're going with you. We know that that's all you want, and we'll daven to you and we'll be mechazik ourselves to the Ratzon Hashem, to Chasodim, And with that, Mitzvah Hashem will be able to convert in our own lives all the smalls, all the Mitzvah Sadin into Yemincha Hashem, Yemincha Hashem, pure Chesed Rachman, Aleinu Al Kol Yisrael.
עולם שלם של תוכן מחכה לך בכל הלשון 03-617-1111